Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Welcome to the Alexa listeners. I think that's awesome that you have decided to have that device share a prayer with you every day through my voice, so that's cool. And also thanks to the Patreon sponsors. They've gone to patreon.com/prayeveryday, and they have sponsored the show for as little as a dollar and up to, you know, over 100. So it's been such a blessing to be able to pay for all of the amazing stuff that Caleb is doing with this podcast. Thank you, Caleb, again for your hard work. And thank you to the sponsors who help keep this show on the air. So today we are continuing in James, and we are in chapter 4 in the NET Bible, verses 4 through 6. And it says this: Adulterers, well, that's a fun way to start, right? Adulterers, do you not know that friendship with the world means hostility toward God? So whoever decides to be the world's friend makes himself God's enemy. Or do you think the scripture means nothing when it says the spirit that God caused to live within us has an envious yearning? But he gives greater grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this particular series of verses. It's been in my mind a long time, and one of the things that I memorized way back when I met you. And so thank you for the wisdom that James displays in these verses in the New English Translation. And Lord, I don't want to be an adulterer. I do not want to be so enamored with this world that I'm having an affair with the world and I'm disregarding you. Lord, help us to have fidelity toward you and not to have these little dalliances or liaisons with the world. Lord, we want to worship you alone, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, sitting high and lofty at the right hand of the throne of God. You deserve all of our allegiance for all that you've done, the incarnation, coming as a baby into this world. You could have come as a conquering king, but you came as an infant, living the kind of life that we all long to live, a perfect life, sinless, going to the cross as a perfect sacrifice for our sins, and in the grave 3 days, and then rising gloriously again on the third. Lord, we have much to thank you for, and we do not want to be fickle followers. We want to be people who are dedicated to you. We do not want to be adulterers. So Lord, would you just shed your holy light on those places in our lives where we have made ourselves a friend of the world? I know that you are a jealous God, that you have this envious yearning for us to wholeheartedly give our hearts to you. I remember those scriptures about that the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose hearts are completely, completely his. And Lord, we want to have that kind of wholehearted devotion, that our not 98% of our heart is yours, but 100% of our heart is yours. And I know that this sanctification journey is just you chipping away at those last couple percentage points of what we've tried to hold on to with control, or little pieces of our identity that we don't want you to touch, or little relationships that we don't want to get rid of or let go of, or parts of our pride that we can't give that part up. I know for me, I'll just confess that I have been battling body image issues lately, and I've realized how connected that is to pride. That when you are obsessed or thinking way too much about how you appear, then that is a pride issue. And I just ask for your forgiveness again. I pray you would set me free, and I pray that you would set those who are listening that may have that same struggle that I do, that you would set them free today, that you would give them a new script to think from your word, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And Lord, I thank you that you give us a greater grace. It is much greater than the little tiny bits of grace we hurl our own way. This is a greater grace because it's based on the finished work of Jesus Christ. And I thank you too, Lord, that if perhaps we are experiencing pushback in our lives, that we can understand that there are times that you all actually always, you always oppose the proud. You always give grace to the humble. And so, Lord, search our hearts for those prideful places. Search our hearts for those times where we just want to be in control and we don't want you to get a word in edgewise. Convict us of that, because we don't want to be opposed by you. We want to be embraced by you. We want to receive the grace that you want to give to us. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand that you may exalt us at proper time. We trust you. And in the song I used to sing, it was my favorite song in Young Life decades ago, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. And so I humble myself in your sight, O Lord, and I pray you would lift me up in your timing. I pray that for my friends listening today, that they would humble themselves in your sight, O Lord, and that you would lift them up in the proper time. We trust you for this. We trust you, unseen God, with your invisible hand, but we trust that you are real and that you are going to answer these prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful that you take time to spend with me 365 days a year. Now, of course, some of you aren't doing it every single day, and that's cool too. There's grace. There's greater grace. You can listen whenever you feel led. But one thing I'll just ask at the very end here is, if this has blessed you, would you be willing to share it with a friend? Just share a link to in an email to a friend and say, hey, this might bless you. Maybe there's someone out there who is lonely and needs to know that they are not forgotten and that there's someone in the world praying for them.